Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Bishop Robert Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, Psalmist Gail.
It's so good to have you this morning. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, actually, I got saved back in 1982, and I always like to pay homage to your father. I was at a revival at Calvary Hill Church of God in Christ, and I believe it was on a Tuesday night that the Lord called me into his kingdom through your father, and the rest has just been, I tell you, just been a story, God coming into my life and showing me, revealing himself unto me in a way that no one else could.
Yes, I was a witness of that. I do remember that. And it's so good to see where you were then and where you are now. And to let the people know that God is yet still a keeper after all these years. He is still keeping you. You had just received Jesus Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you are a bishop.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
And who would have ever thought that the man of God, your father, that God used, is laying hands on me, and then 37 years later would be a bishop in the Lord's church. But that's just how God works. He just takes ordinary people, and he uses them for his glory.
Yes, he does, if you're available to him and if you are willing. And that's what I want you to talk to the people today, Bishop Moore. Someone that's struggling, that think they can't make it, all hope is gone, I want you to talk to them today and let them know that God is still able to do what he said he could do.
Well, first of all, I would like to say to them that no matter what you're going through, Jesus is the center and Jesus is the answer. He's the solution to every problem. There is nothing too hard for God. There was a question asked to God, is there anything that is too hard for God? There is nothing that is too hard for our God to do. And basically, we just must believe. And when we hear that word belief, we think it's just talking about believing in God in a sense that we believe God. But if we do believe, there's a believing faith, which means I have to believe and practice my belief. God operates on us practicing what we believe. So if we believe that he is God, then we must practice our belief in our God.
That is powerful what you said. A lot of people stop practicing. If it
yes.
doesn't happen today
yes.
or tomorrow, they say, well, I've tried it and he didn't do it. But you have to keep on practicing this thing until it manifests. Now, once you ask God, he has already done it.
Yes.
It just takes time to manifest.
Absolutely. Jesus himself said it. He said, he that believeth, and is baptized, shall be saved. Jesus will say, he that continues to follow in my word, he that continues to obey my will, he that continues to practice his faith, those are the individuals that shall be saved. And we're faced now with a millennial base of young people who believe but do not believe in practicing their belief.
They have to take that word. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm saved or I'm believing in God. But it's a daily thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's a daily thing. I've been saved, but I get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and I get on my knees. I have a
yes.
talk with the Lord, my relationship. Then I get into his word. And I want to add this, whatever situation you're in, you find scriptures to go
yes.
with that situation. You call those scriptures out and you read those scriptures daily until God manifests what you're looking for.
Now, that is powerful because that is absolute truth. There is a scripture. There is nothing that we are faced with, even in this generation. The Bible says that God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So if God has not changed, we have changed. But his word remains the same.
Yes.
He has an answer in his word for every problem we face in life. There is an answer somewhere between Genesis and Revelation to any problems we are faced with.
Yes, it is. And the devil don't want the people to know that now. He's trying to get the influence of the people. But God is still, I've been saying this previously and currently, I guess, on
yes.
the radio, the church is still on the rock.
Amen.
If the people can just keep the faith and know that God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whatever he did back then,
yes,
he is still doing it today. He's still working miracles. He's still performing healings. Whatever you need in him, he is still doing it. And to get back to you, how God has just flourished your ministry from you trusting in him. Tell us about that.
Well, just by me trusting in him, you have to also act upon your faith. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith, or faith without work is dead. So if God has given you a vision, if God has given you something to do, you must act on what God has given you to do. And I know for me, many years, God has multi-gifted me to do so many things, whether it's singing, whether it's preaching, whatever it is, I do it to the best of my ability, and God has always honored it. I went from, just speaking of that, I went from just being a brother to a deacon in the Lord's church, from a deacon to a minister, from a minister to an elder, from an ordained elder to a pastor to an overseer, and now to the highest office which there is in the church, the office of the bishop. And didn't nobody do it but God. I have to say this honestly, I never petitioned for positions. I never, you know, walked around and did things just so I could be elevated. But the very God of peace, he elevated me in his time.
Bishop Moore, I understand you have a concert coming up.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. We got a free concert that during those years of me and God developing me and straightening out me, who he has called me to be. I wrote a couple of CDs, and one of them was entitled Anointed, and then the other one, my first project, was entitled Seek Him. And we're having a reunion concert, a free concert, and I have my buddy from Toledo, Ohio, Chris Bird, and True Victory is going to be with us on that night, October the 18th. October the 18th. That's where you want to be at New Vision, New Day Ministry, 1970 Everett Avenue. You need to mark that on your calendars now, October the 18th at 7 p.m. at 1970 Everett Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. It's going to be a blast.
Wow, I know it's going to be powerful. I'm so glad you were our guest this morning. Bishop Moore, can you encourage the people, and then can you end us with a prayer?
Absolutely. First of all, I want to encourage all people in general and to say there is nothing that you and God cannot conquer together. Father, we thank you for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody's riding in the car now listening to this broadcast who needs an encouraging word. So, Father, I pray that you would encourage their hearts through this conversation between myself and Sister Gail, that they will be encouraged to try God for themselves. We have to stop living off of other people's beliefs in God, and we must trust and come to a sense of learning who God is for ourselves. I preached the message one time, get to know him for yourself. And as you're driving down the street, somebody's listening, and I want to encourage you to get to know your God for yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.